Chapter 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the reports about Jesus and said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead. That is why miraculous powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had been telling him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although Herod wanted to kill John, he was afraid of the people because they regarded John as a prophet. On Herod's birthday, however, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give to her whatever she asked. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was grieved, but because of his oaths and his guests, he ordered that her wish be granted and sent to have John beheaded in the prison. John's head was brought in on a platter and presented to the girl, who carried it to her mother. Then John's disciples came and took his body and buried it, and they went and informed Jesus. When Jesus heard about John, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. But the crowds found out about it and followed him on foot from the towns. When he stepped ashore and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. When evening came, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is already late. Dismiss the crowds so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." "They do not need to go away," Jesus replied. "You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," Jesus said. And he directed the crowds to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he spoke a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. About 5,000 men were fed, in addition to women and children. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After he had sent them away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already far from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus spoke up at once, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "command me to come to you on the water." "Come," said Jesus. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the strength of the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and took hold of Peter. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they had climbed back into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding region. People brought all the sick to him and begged him just to let them touch the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed.